Welcome, everybody. It is two of your favorite bears, Scott and Johnny, coming to you with Bears of a Certain Age, which means it's Monday. You have to have something joyous on a Monday because Mondays typically suck. So we are here to fix that. Also, you're going to see two faces that you have not seen before. These are the stylists who have saved my life. We have Chris Scott and Christopher Barker. Hey, Chris Scott, wave so they know who that is. And then Christopher Barker is obviously the other one. So these are stylists. We have been talking on our show about being a bear, being a bigger guy, styling. And so we thought, actually, Scott came to me and said, hey, we can have them on. And I thought, I'll see if I can convince them. They see me all the time. And I'm a lot. So, and yet, here they are.
Well, we were lucky. We were able to catch them between their tour on Chris Squared, the tour. They're going all around the country right now, performing at jazz bars across the country. So I love it.
I think carve a chop to circumnavigate, steal my heart and let it percolate all night, all right. The tent bears into what I like, we do it all night, all right. Bears!
Yeah, I do want to see a bit of like Backstreet Boys like choreography or NSYNC. So maybe they'll do that for us later.
There you go. I love
in
it.
In the show.
Well, Chris, as welcome to Bears of a Certain Age, thank you for making Johnny look good every week, and I look like shit over here on the side, but that's okay. We're going to talk about improving that this week. How are you guys doing? You guys just had a long road trip, right?
Yes, we did. And, honey, we will make you look good on that side, too. We got you.
You've already got good.
I already got Johnny coming down to Palm Springs to make me look bad, so we may have to fly you two in for a weekend or two to we'll hit all the, right. The hip happening clubs. Now, what do you guys prefer in styling? Do you like the vintage look right now? Do you like going thrifting? Do you like going to the newer shops? What's your favorite places to shop right now?
Well, while we were in Seattle, that's where I wish we could have gone thrifting because it's sometimes much better than Spokane. But I like thrifting here, too, trying to go for some of the vintage look, but also with a little modern twist.
How about you?
For me, I like the retro vibes, especially the fact that we've got the 50s, 60s, and 70s now popping in and being a little bit more prominent in our dress and attire, which is absolutely amazing. But I love the fact that the 80s are bringing a comeback. Everybody kept saying that decade needed to stay where it was, gone. No, bring those vibrant colors, bring those balloon pants. Let's get this going.
Wait, am I going to have to start feathering my hair again, though? That was a lot in the 80s.
Please do.
Right, feathering yeah. The hair would be phenomenal.
More velvet, too, across the body.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Johnny's used all to all this styling stuff. It's not something that I'm used to. Johnny, what was, when you first started working with the Chrises, what was the first thing that made you go, yeah, these guys are for me? And what was the first thing you thought, this is never going to work? And it turned out wonderful.
Everything I ever wear, I am like, how am I going to pull this off? When we were doing the Oscar show in Seattle, this is what I love about them. They will like get inspired by something and all of a sudden they have me in just a vest with all this jewelry, but nothing under it. Like takes you out of your comfort zone, but it worked really well. But it's funny because people actually just today, people were asking me because I mentioned stylists on, I had put a post up and they're like, what do you mean stylists? I said, do you think it takes an army? Bitch, it takes an army to help this guy. I said, and they're very tired and they're worn out just crawling, but they do great work. So I would say the first, I would give this advice. I think everybody deserves a stylist in their life. If you're not, you know, some of us aren't wired that way, But you have to be willing to trust your stylist. You have to be willing to go, I don't know, I'm just going to do it. So, you know, I think it's worth it. Also, I just want to say, I lucked out with these two gentlemen. I met Chris Scott last year. He styled we did a live show for the Oscars last year. And he styled that show. Everybody loved it. And then I stumbled across Christopher Barker. Go check out his Instagram. And I just messaged you out of nowhere and was like, hey, what do you think? Maybe we could get coffee. What was your first thought when this weird guy did that?
I was very excited. I was also a little nervous because I had never done it before. And I had already kind of figured out a little bit about who you were. So that was where the excitement came from and the nervousness. But coming together and hearing the projects that you just have in mind, it got me very intrigued.
Well, and you have a style like channel, really, especially on Instagram. So that's what made me go, oh, wait, he has a point. Your stylist should always have a point of view. They have a point of view that's very distinct, and that's, you know, you kind of do that. But one of the things, so we get a lot, I'll get a lot of comments from people who don't feel like maybe they have style, and they'll ask me about these two gentlemen having a stylist. And so I thought we could ask you some questions for the Bears, because in this world, we think that unless we look like GQ, we can't have style. We're just frumpy or whatever, which you guys have proven to me is not the case. What would you say a new Bear looking to change his look, what would you say are some things you think he needs to keep in mind?
So one of the biggest things that all of us should keep in mind, regardless of body shape, size, whatever, when we wear horizontal lines, it makes us larger than what we actually are. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that most of us as bigger people tend to make. And the other thing is it's being afraid of looking at bright colors. They're like, oh, well, I'm going to look like a sun. No, it's all about how you wear it, how you put it together. And that's where the misconception comes into play. And everybody, whether male, female, whoever, you always feel like, ah, that's out of my reach. Actually, it's not. It's within your reach and you can do it. It's all about how you're going to put it together.
I like that. I like that. Mr. Barker, do you have anything to add?
I would say get to know yourself first, because first and foremost, dressing is a way of expressing yourself and you want to be comfortable with that. And that can be as easy as figuring out which communities you resonate with or belong to and which different subcultures within those communities you relate to, and finding items or trends from those and mixing and matching to really find your, you know, perfect setting and embodiment that way.
Yeah, I want to get back to what Chris said, because I find the same thing. That's a myth I've heard. I wanted to know if it was a myth or not, that stripes make you bigger. But everything in the Big and Tall store has stripes going horizontal. They don't have them going vertical that much. And that kind of always perplexes me why they're making all these horizontal line fashions. It drives me up a tree.
Gotcha. So I will tell you, when it comes to when you're shopping at like Big and Tall or, you know, the Rue 21, Forever 21, Hollister, American Eagle, Aeropostale, any of those are called fast fashion. So they are not really looking at the fashion as a whole. They're basing everything off of trend. What is the most trendy thing right now? So when you're going into these stores and you see what you were just explaining, how you go into the Big and Tall store, everything has a horizontal lines, it's because that's what they think is popular. So they think everybody can wear that without realizing that, oh, somebody who comes in that happens to be broader chested, larger stomach, that kind of stuff, they're not going to sit well with them because it's going to make them look compact and wide. Whereas when you wear vertical or horizontal, no, up and down.
Vertical.
Vertical. When you're wearing the vertical lines, that makes you feel taller because it gives an impression.
That makes
it's
sense.
It's like misconception. Entertainment's all about the illusion, so it gives a good illusion.
Well,
right.
It makes perfect sense, and it kind of, when you start thinking about in a fashion way, like I'm very what they call the pear shape, right? I have smaller shoulders, and I have a big wide caboose and everything else. So it's nice to have these stripes across the top. If it's solid on the bottom, would that work to kind of bring the slimming down? Does that work at all?
It depends on how you wear it and what you're wearing it with. So that's where you come into the shapes and colors and pattern. And when you look in the mirror, if you can honestly, like me, I'm wearing Argyle right now. Most guys who are bigger typically will stay away from Argyle because it makes the spread look bigger, even though it's actually not. But I love Argyle, how it looks and how I feel in it. Plus, I can wear whatever color I want and enjoy the hell out of it. So that's really all it is. It's about playing with your shapes, your colors, your patterns, and how you think it's going to feel and fit for you. Because when you walk out the door, you're not wearing it for everybody else. You're wearing it for you. So you got to know, walking out that door, I'm confident, I'm going to strut the hell out of this, and I'm going to look phenomenal.
So if bears like Scott and I, like I understand how lucky I am that I have these two gentlemen that are willing to give me advice. A lot of people don't have that. So if Scott and I, if it was a few months back and we wanted one big tip, like what's a way we can stretch our fashion goal without freaking us out? What would you say that would be? We got to take Scott shopping, so we got to give him.
To piggyback off of Chris, I would say playing with patterns is a really good place to start, and mixing and matching, because horizontal stripes can work, sort of like Scott was saying, across the shoulders, or even if you layer them just on the arms with the vest to make your biceps bulge a little bit more, so because you might want them to look wider, or playing with other fun like polka dots on your collars and popping those out, and just trying to find little ways to express what you're feeling that day, or how you're trying to come across.
I like that. And I like this idea of reflecting your personality, because I have to say, Scott has this amazing personality, right? And I feel like you're afraid to let it show. I'm terrified to do that same thing, but you have this, I'm amazed at, I mean, all the work you do, and all of the brilliance. I think they should pick out one outfit for you that you have to get and wear at one of our future shows.
I would do that. I trust the Chris's as much as you trust the Chris's. So guys, when you're looking at a new client, obviously you want them to feel good about themselves. How do you approach a new client? Do you have them fill out some kind of how do you find out their personality? How do you know what to shop for them at first? How does that first kind of meeting go? What are you looking for in a new client?
I think we're still figuring that process out. But for me, I learn a lot about fashion from the people who I'm starting to work with. Jonathan has already taught me so much just about figuring out even patterns in his wardrobe that he likes and kind of teasing those out and figuring out how we can elevate them. Looking into that has just taught me so much, and that's where I start. But Chris is really good at helping people feel comfortable too in those situations.
For me, it's about starting in the person's closet. That person's closet, I want to hear, what's in your closet? Do you wear khakis? Do you wear pants? Do you wear jeans? If you're wearing jeans, do they have holes in them? If you wear sweater vests, are they bright, vibrant colors? Are they, you know, muted colors like pastels or earth tones, that kind of stuff? Because that kind of tells where the person's personality is. And usually if it's someone who wears a lot of dark colors, it's because they don't feel comfortable wearing bright colors because they don't think it's good for them. Even though that is dead wrong, and I'll give you a huge for instance. I at one point weighed 325 pounds. And at that point, I had a pair of banana yellow jeans with a banana yellow, white, gray Argyle vest. And I had a banana yellow Tommy Hilfiger polo. And I wore the whole outfit, including my banana yellow Chuck Taylors. And I wore them to work when I worked for the state. And I got more compliments on that than I did with any other outfit that was muted, because I actually stepped outside of my comfort zone again and was like, forget this. This is who I am. I don't care what anybody else says. So when I started doing that, that's when I got into my fashion that I love.
And that's what's fascinating about Chris Scott is like I said, they both have this point of view. He is not afraid to tell you what his point of view is. And I have to say, so a year ago, I go to Chris and I'm like, I need help. Because we were doing the live show. And Chris asked me two important questions, which was, what's the vibe you're going for that show? And how far are you willing to push it? And within that moment, so that's what they do. They ask these questions to find out, where are we? What are we going to do? And then when I started working with Christopher Barker, he dug through all of my socials to find out where I am on a style level. And then he put together this Pinterest board to say, this is what I see for here. So they know the questions to ask.
So Chris, you were saying something about a point you wanted to make across a second ago. What was that?
Oh, so everybody loves art. And when you're looking at art, you don't critique it, because art is subjective. It's all about your perception and what you're getting from that piece of art. Fashion is the same exact way. And the reason I say that, fashion is androgynous. It's not male or female. It's androgynous. It's about how you put it together and how you put your outfit together. There's many clothing items that I've done for Jonathan over the last year that has been from the women's section. Why? Because it looks really, really good on him. And with some of the masculine items that we did with it, it blended very, very well. And it made Jonathan look absolutely phenomenal. Because one of the ones that we did, it was a lace cardigan. And he looked amazing in it. And when you look at fashion throughout the centuries, one of my biggest things that always sticks out the most to me is when you get to the era of King Louis and Marie Antoinette. They were very pastel colors, very vibrant, but lucid. And they were amazing because men wore frill, they wore lace, they wore silk, and that silk was amazing. And then women, they had the big bodices and, you know, the cinched waists and stuff like that. But the men's shoes were also feminine as well, because they had a heel, became to a point. So it's all about what you want. And that's what fashion is. Fashion is not what society makes it. Fashion is what you make it.
I love that. And Barker, do you find yourself more into addition or subtraction? Do you kind of edit people and have them take different things off? Or do you like to add different accessories and kind of add to the style? Does it depend on the person? How do you kind of counteract that?
I'd say it depends on the person and the event. I know that, and the season, because the warmer it gets, the more you want to subtract, for sure. I like it. A lot of good subtraction given the right circumstances. What would you say?
Honestly, I would say it really depends on the overall situation, because like Chris said, it's got different seasons where you're going to use different types of jewelry, you're going to use different types of accessories, whether it's sunglasses, scarves, gloves, cardigans, whatever it is. The layering you would typically do between fall and winter, maybe a little bit of the early spring, depending on the area that you're in. But then once you get to that spring and summer, and then that early fall, that's where it's like you can literally subtract. some of the clothing items, and don't be afraid to show some skin. Show it off. Be proud of it. You know, it, have fun. Like what we did with Jonathan for the live show, we definitely showed some skin on him, and he looked phenomenal. And his level of confidence was amazing in that outfit. And you could see the confidence just exude from him in every way, shape, and form. And I loved that because he stepped outside of his box and he did something that he was not maybe 100% comfortable with, but he looked amazing. And it was because we decided to subtract some of this stuff and show Jonathan off as Jonathan. And I couldn't have been any more proud of him than what we had seen that day.
Let's go that direction for a second. We're talking, it's Oscar weekends, last couple weekends, you're doing a lot of stuff for films. Who do you find out there these days that are very fashion forward? Who do you think are doing fashion right when you see them on television or movies or walking the red carpet? Who are you impressed by these days? And who can use a little help from Chris's?
I will have to go with my lady, Jamie Lee Curtis. She always has it spot on. She is an amazing woman, and she can do classic, contemporary, modern. She wears it and wears it phenomenally.
On the note of fashion being art, I would say Janelle Monáe. I think they wear amazing outfits out there. I think they recently had a dragonfly that was constructed into a ring around their outfit. And then for maybe more normal fashion, even though I love the eccentric fashion that Janelle brings, the Barbie cats, I love their pink revivals and the outfits that they've been bringing from the Barbie collection, and also just the way they've been innovating.
Who I've been really impressed with is Melissa McCarthy. She's gone from her bigger body as she shrinks. She was always a little fashion forward, I think, even as a bigger girl. And now she's kind of got into her own there. She's making some amazing fashion choices, just seeing her in different ways as well.
Agreed. Especially if you know Melissa McCarthy and you saw her in the Gilmore Girls, her personality was bubbly. And through that show, you even watched the, you know, up and down in the weight, but she always kept things spot on, and she had no problems sticking with it, and she didn't veer from anything that people said. And that's one thing I will say I loved about Melissa McCarthy is it's almost like she wants to give you the finger, like, say what you want, I'll do what I want.
Who are some of the guys you think are fashion forward? I'm always impressed with Timothée Chalamet. I think he dresses very, very well. Who do you like to see out there that you think dresses well these days?
I've been getting a lot of inspiration from Rufus Wainwright recently. And if we're talking about androgynous fashion, Troye Sivan has been bringing it on carpets lately. I think he wore an amazing Prada beret on one of the carpets here.
I'm trying to think of his name. He's the new artist. And he can rock pink flared pants like there's no tomorrow. He's wearing the pink pants with, you know who I'm talking about. I cannot remember his name.
On the note of rock star, was it Lil Nas X?
No, but he is phenomenal as well. And his fashion is, I do what I want. I know that all of us have an underwear fetish. Most people don't want to say that they do, but let's face it. We in the gay community, we have an underwear fetish. I do. I love them, whatever. But we're always afraid to wear certain ones because we're like, oh, well, I'm too big in that area, or I don't have enough, or I don't want to do this because of this. And it's like, why? Why would you do that? I wear jocks and bikini and brief and, you know, I will wear whatever. Because there's ones that accentuate the package, lifts the tush, you know, accentuates the butt. And don't be afraid to wear them. Enjoy them. Have fun with them. You know, walk around. Feel sexy. Enjoy it.
There you go. Well, Chris, we definitely appreciate you coming on and sharing your fashion sense with us. We always know Johnny looks good on here. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you. We're going to have a lot of questions, I'm sure, from our listeners. Where can they find you, though, if they want to look for you online? You guys are based in Spokane area, of course, but I'm sure online they can find you. Where can they find you best?
So for me, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram. Facebook, just look under Chris Lawrence, and same thing with Instagram.
You can find me on Instagram too, at Fashionable Affects or X Topher Exclaims, same username on Twitter. Fashionable Affects is more fashion. Sorry, go ahead.
Right there. I love it. Thank you so much, guys. This is so educational for me. And I will have to get to Spokane and we'll have to have a one-on-one session. I like that. We'll do it like mid-fall. I don't want you to be able to dress me down too much for summer, but I think if I do a good fall time to come out, I think we could do a happy medium there. It will be good.
I'll start stalking your social now.
You'll be able to find shirts and coffee with me, Chris. That's for sure. You'll find be able to match me in my favorite coffee cup. I love it.
Are you a khaki person?
I am somewhat khaki. I'm a big blue person. I like lots of blues and greens. Those seem to be my big two. When I'm mixing it up, I do a little bit of beige and everything. But blues and greens are my favorite right now. I have halfway decent blue eyes is my favorite feature, I think. And so I like to accentuate those when I can.
Honestly, I could actually see I could very much see you wearing pink, yellows. Yeah.
I'm getting on a plane, Johnny. That's all there is to it. I'm heading on a plane. Cheers. All right. Well, Johnny, this has been another great episode. Thank you for sharing your stylist with us. And that's why we do this. We do this for you guys. Johnny and I love to talk, but we love to be able to share our stories with you that hopefully you guys can relate a little bit and share your stories with us that we can relate to and just create one big community. Chris and Chris, thank you so much for coming on Bears of a Certain Age. Keep doing what you do. It's amazing work. We're looking forward to hopefully having you back very soon in the future. Bears on my fantasy. Bears into what I like. We do